passion for handcrafted chocolate has grown into a San Francisco staple. Dandelion chocolate is part of our city, adding to our, yes, rich history of chocolate. With this ribbon cutting on Powell Street, we are celebrating a moment that connects a beloved local business with one of our city's most important public spaces. We just did this walk together, and we all know this, that the past few years have been hard on downtown. And we know that there is still work ahead. But the momentum is building with both global and locally born businesses. Nintendo, Shoe Palace, and Pop Mart have opened nearby. And through the vacant to vibrant programs, storefronts that once sat dark are now home to pop-ups like Al Pastor Papi, New Works, and Taylor J. When you walk around Union Square now, you can feel the spark returning. Last month, we hosted Poolside for a concert that packed the square. And families are coming out for activations like movie nights, and I encourage you to be there tomorrow night. And today, I'm proud to introduce some more good news. We are announcing the latest pop-up that is opening thanks to Vacant to Vibrant, the intersection of art and technology, TIAT. Next month, they will open a new community event space and nonprofit headquarters right here at 151 Powell Street. This 4,900 square foot space will give TIAT a downtown home, and with it, Bay Area artists and audience a place to connect, create, and grow. Last month, I announced my Heart of the City executive directive, laying out how we will set up downtown for long-term success. That means turning this area into a thriving 24/7 neighborhood where people can live, work, play, and learn. We can build more housing, focus on public safety for our residents and visitors, and have activations so people can enjoy themselves. And let me be clear, I say this all the time, this isn't about getting back to pre-pandemic levels or getting back to 2019. This is about building something that is better than ever before. I want to thank Assembly Members Matt Haney and Catherine Stephanie for their leadership and support. I also want to thank Supervisor Danny Souter and Supervisor Matt Dorsey for their continued relentlessness. I also want to thank our partners, the Union Square Alliance, SF New Deal, Downtown Partnership, and the Downtown Development Corporation. Never forget to thank our fellow firefighters. I want to thank the Yerba Buena Partnership also for the work that you all are doing every single day to revitalize this neighborhood. Union Square is turning a corner. Momentum is building. And with each opening, each activation, and each new visitor, we are showing the world that downtown and San Francisco is on the rise. Let's go, San Francisco. And now, Assemblymember Matt Haney.
Right. Well, make some noise if you love chocolate. All right. I don't know who is quiet out there, but everybody loves chocolate. Make some noise if you love San Francisco. All right. Well, then we have a lot to celebrate today. This is such an exciting moment for our city, opening a new business right in the heart of San Francisco's downtown. Could not be more exciting or more important. The number of people that walk through here and are introduced to our city along Powell Street is in the millions. And now they will have the opportunity after they stop by the cable car, after they walk along Market Street, maybe they're staying at a hotel in the neighborhood having lunch here, to stop by here and get some of the world's best chocolate. That is a wonderful thing for our city. It is a wonderful thing for our residents, for our visitors, and for our downtown, which, thanks to the mayor's leadership and the supervisors who are here, is coming back strong. is coming back stronger than ever because folks are investing in our city and opening up businesses. I want to thank all of the folks here who made this possible, the staff from Dandelion Chocolates, the all of the folks from the Vacant to Vibrant program. Come and support these businesses in downtown San Francisco. Come and support Dandelion Chocolates because we want these businesses that are opening here to be successful. We want them to stay here and be permanent. And we want everybody to know that downtown San Francisco is back. So with that, I want to introduce the representative of this area. I just asked him over here, do you like chocolate? And he said, today I do. So please welcome Supervisor Danny Sauter.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Danny Sauter. I have the honor of representing Union Square in City Hall as your District 3 supervisor. And it is a beautiful Friday. We're here in Union Square. We're celebrating a business opening. We're celebrating chocolate. We have some tough roles and tough events to go to, but this is a pretty good one. And, you know, I just want to start by offering my thanks to a lot of people. You know, we all know how difficult the last few years have been, and we all probably remember walking through this neighborhood a few years ago and how different it felt. We're not where we want to be yet, but we're making progress. Union Square Alliance, thank you for leading that charge. You know, we were just on this walk around and we heard the great work that they're doing, but more importantly, we saw the work that they were doing. We saw those blue trucks going around the square. We saw the ambassadors with the brooms making sure that it's clean and safe. So Union Square Alliance, thank you. I want to thank SF New Deal. Their Vacant to Vibrant program is just tremendous. It is a model that other cities are copying now because it is bringing the next class of creative entrepreneurs and small business owners into these empty vacant spaces. It's just such an incredible, successful program. And I want to thank our delegates from the state, our assembly members. You know, there's a lot that's happening downtown that's only possible because you've made special legislation for us at the state. You know how important our downtowns are. You know how important San Francisco is. When we think about entertainment zones, that had to start and be allowed at the state level. When we think about our downtown financing district, which is going to bring new homes downtown, all of that is only possible because of partnership with the state. And I should probably wrap up my remarks because I'm standing between all of you and delicious chocolate. So on that note, I'm going to have the pleasure of introducing the Dandelion Chocolate COO, Dave, who is going, you know, he is doing the hard work of making this delicious chocolate, making all this possible. So come on up, Dave. Thank you.
Wow. What an amazing event today. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, and the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, and everyone at SF New Deal. We are thrilled and grateful to be part of the Vacant to Vibrant initiative revitalizing downtown San Francisco. And we're excited to bring our chocolate to the Union Square neighborhood. You know, the city's chocolate legacy dates back to the Gold Rush, when Ghirardelli got its start and Guittard soon followed. The last few decades, though, have seen a renewed focus on craft chocolate in the Bay Area. When Scharfenberger opened their factory in Berkeley, there was a realization that chocolate isn't about one flavor, but that the origin of the beans, where they're grown, really matters. We're committed to carry that legacy forward with our own bean-to-bar offerings. Dandelion started as a passion project rooted in a deep love of chocolate. In 2012, we opened our first factory on Valencia Street, and in 2019, we opened a larger factory on 16th. Every day, folks join our tours to see how our chocolate is made, step by step. Dandelion now has 6 locations throughout San Francisco, and later this year, we're opening a 7th store on Chestnut Street in the Marina. We're proud to continue investing in the city we love, sharing our chocolate with both locals and visitors alike, and contributing to the vibrancy of our neighborhoods. Dandelion has a deep commitment to maintaining manufacturing in the city and keeping the tradition of craft chocolate going forward. This pop-up is an opportunity to bring more people into that movement, to help them experience chocolate in a more nuanced and in-depth way. So please, if you can, stop by one of our locations, have a hot chocolate, say hi. And again, thank you, Mayor Lurie, and thank you everyone at SF New Deal. Thank you.
Let's eat some chocolate.
Let's do a ribbon cutting.
No, let's cut a ribbon.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, all right, thank you. Three.